Welcome to episode 10 of the NADPOD POMO 2022 edition of Nisha's Narrative with Shadows Pub. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works of Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is The Raven and His Young. The raven built his nest on an island, and when his young were hatched, he began carrying them from the island to the mainland. He took the first one up in his claws and flew with him across the sea. When he reached the middle of the ocean, he grew tired and his wings beat more slowly. "Now I am strong and he is weak, and I am carrying him across the sea," he thought. "But when he grows great and powerful and I am old and weak, will he remember my toll and carry me from one place to another?" And the old raven asked the young one, "When I am weak and you are strong, will you carry me? Tell the truth." The young raven was afraid that his father might drop him into the ocean, and he said, "I will." But the old raven did not believe his son, and he opened his claws and let him fall. He dropped like a lump and drowned in the sea. The old raven flew back to his island. He took a second son in his claws and flew with him across the sea. When he grew tired, and again he asked his son whether he would carry him from place to place when he was old. The young raven, afraid of being dropped into the ocean, said, "I will." The father did not believe this son either, and he let him fall onto the sea. When the old raven flew back to his nest, there remained only one young raven. He took his last son and flew with him across the sea. When he came to the middle of the ocean and grew tired, he asked him, "Will you feed me and carry me from place to place in my old age?" "No, I will not," the young raven replied. "Why not?" asked the father. "When you are old and I am grown, I shall have my own nest and my own young to feed and carry." "He speaks the truth," thought the old raven. "I shall exert myself and carry him across the sea." And the old raven did not drop the young one, but beat his wings with his last remaining strength in order to carry him to the mainland so that he could build his nest and raise his young. Answering honestly certainly saved the young raven. Honesty usually is the best policy, but I'm not sure I'd have taken the chance dangling above an ocean. Thank you for listening to episode 10. The next episode will feature the story, The Falcon and the Cock.